our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring a festive holiday dinner with vegan roasted ham with tofu, pumpkin and pineapple, and vegan Yorkshire pudding with gravy.
Hello, happy holiday season. Going to cook some festive holiday dinner. So we have some ready-made vegan ham, and we cut into, you know, smaller pieces. We can keep it like that, but we cut it now. Later, we don't have to cut this off. Otherwise, you have to cut it on the table. Yeah, I cut this into like six pieces because we are six people. Big. And I line the baking tray with some vegan butter and put some olive oil So fine. Yeah, we put them there. Put them in the middle of it. 6 pieces. Can cut to 4 or 5. I'll keep it the way it is. Good. And then we have pumpkin. The pumpkin already cut. Just put it around it. As much as you need. Pumpkin around it. It's good. And then your pineapple. For one ham, you can use a half a pineapple, it's good. It's already cut. We put it in between the ham to have the flavor coming into the ham. Yeah? The pineapple pieces between and around the ham. And we also have tofu. Cut into small pieces. Yeah. And just put them together in there. I have 2 packages of 200 gram tofu. So it's 400 gram. Eh? More or less, you know, doesn't have to be exact. We put it where we have room. It's good there. Very good. So, your baking tray is filled with ham, pumpkin, tofu. Now you prepare to heat your oven. The oven should be around 230 Celsius or 450 Fahrenheit. And if you have gas oven, it's around 7 or 8 mark. And meanwhile, we make some sauce. We can sprinkle some black pepper on top of the tofu and the ham. And on the vegetable, okay too. And some salt. If you like, you can also put a little Maggi on it. Now we put a little bit of mushroom seasoning in a cup or in a bowl, and some vegetable broth seasoning. We need like 1 flat tablespoon of brown sugar. I put 3 tablespoons apple juice. We could put a little bit more, I guess, 1 more tablespoon. You know, really, 4 tablespoons. You can put 4, 5, 6. It don't matter too much. And mix the vegetable broth. Good. And we pour it over the tofu, the ham, the vegetable. By the way, you can put some pineapple on top of the ham as well. Eh? My pineapple is big, so I use only half. But if you use a medium-sized pineapple, then maybe you have to use the whole pineapple. Saturate all the vegetable. Yep. All the broth go in there. Right. Now we also put some olive oil on it. This is a homemade olive oil, it's just the bottle is not the same because we use the bottle to put our oil. Sometimes we use an empty bottle of already used olive oil. Yeah, sometimes we buy the bottle from outside. We have a lot of olive oil from our garden. You put olive oil on top of the vegetable, the ham and the tofu. Just pour it on there. Yeah. Like a cup of olive oil. And then our oven is already hot. We prepared it already. Now we're going to pop all this in the oven. it's going to be nice.
Put it in a little shell
and turn it on both upper and lower level. Yeah, and let it cook for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Yeah, depends on the oven. You can cook more, up to an hour. Check it out occasionally, alright? Now, on all this vegetable we prepared to eat with the vegan ham there. We're going to boil water and put them all in there and boil only for a couple of minutes. So it still retains the freshness and the crispiness.
You see, I have zucchini, corn, red and yellow pepper, and also some pear. You can boil them all and eat together with the ham. And do not boil too long, huh? And also I have some pea. Yeah. Going to also boil them together.
While waiting for the vegan ham and tofu to be roasted, we prepare some butter for Yorkshire pudding. You need 100 grams of plain flour. You can measure it by this kind of cup. It's a very convenient cup. There's two sides. One side is for liquid and flour. Another side is for sugar and even rice. Yeah, so we eat about 100 grams here. Plain flour. Put in a bowl. Yeah. A pinch of salt we need. After we bake the ham, there will be oil left over in the baking tray. So we're going to bake the Yorkshire pudding with it. And then we need 300 milliliters of soy milk. There we have it. Right. We also need a soy yogurt, but if you don't have yogurt, we can make it. Right now, I'm going to stir the flour and the salt together first. Yeah. And then I put the milk 300 millimeters over there and mix it. Beat it well. Right. In order to make a little yogurt, I'm going to pour a little bit of milk into a cup. This is a big mug, so you put in like quarter of the mug, huh? The soy milk. And then you cut a lemon. You roll a lemon because it becomes soft. It's easier for the juice to come out. This lemon also from the garden, eh? Mm. If you have your own lemon or fruit, it's wonderful. This is from my garden. And we squeeze the lemon into the soy milk, yeah, to make it become yogurt, eh? That's to replace the egg that we don't have. We also have egg replacer, you know, you can buy them. But I don't have either. Also, my assistant told me that he wants to buy some egg replacer for me, but they are made of potato flour, so we don't want to, because we don't want to use any more root, remember? See? See, I can make yogurt like this. Now the soy milk become condensed, like thickened. Yeah. You can put a little bit more lemon, just a little bit more to make it more thick. Yes, okay. Very thick now. It's like a milkshake. It's almost like yogurt. And then we pour in the mixture together. And we will beat it well. The like a bitter. Until the flour all dissolved and the butter look very smooth and ready. For this amount of flour and milk, you can make the 6 Yorkshire pudding cup. If not, you put it in one big tray, you know, the tray that we cook the ham with, and it's going to be fine. Yeah, it's smooth already. Let's it will be there for a while, okay? Now, I check my vegan ham to see if everything okay. Because sometimes this might be too dry, then we have to add a little bit of water. Oh, it's nice, it's not dry at all. I turn the top pineapple so it doesn't burn. You can also turn your ham if you want, turn around, hey? After a while. Oh, it's cooking well, wonderful. Oh, yeah, I like it. Cooking evenly everywhere. After about 15 minutes, you turn the ham around. Or you use a spoon to get the juice from the cooking there in the oven, and you pour it over there, the top, so that the liquid is evenly penetrate into your ham. That's the idea. I check it out now. Wow, a lot of juice. Because of the tofu, the ham, the vegetable, don't have juice. Oh, very good. The pineapple juice will be very good for the ham and the tofu. We have to turn it a little bit. Even if we pour the liquid on it, it's not good enough, I think. Put a tray out and turn the tofu and the ham around. Just so that, you know, the juice of the cooking will penetrate into your food. There are also a kind of mashed ham, which is also excellent. You can shape it the way you want, and it penetrates very nicely with it. And after it cooks, it becomes solid. For the Yorkshire pudding, you can either just cook like this, or you can add other flavor. Mm-hmm. People put sometimes a rosemary. Oh, it's a different kind of mixed herbs. Now and again, you can stir your Yorkshire pudding butter to make it nice and well. After the ham is cooked, you can pour your Yorkshire pudding into the leftover oil and let it cook for 20 to 30 minutes. The ham is cooking so nicely. Check it now and again to see maybe one side is too brown and the other side is not, then you turn it around. You turn the tray around or you turn your vegetable around. It's better to turn the tray around. And be careful, okay kids, it's very hot, the oven. And even if you want to check it, you have to wear the gloves in case, you know, those cooking gloves, very thick, is protecting for your hand, just in case you touch yourself somewhere. It's very hot all around the oven, and even on top of it and under it. So you be very careful with your hands, okay? And if you're not sure you can handle it, you ask your mom to stand by, help you. Yeah, of course she's always there for you. And after you are mastering it, then you don't need anyone to help you. Hmm? Just surprise your mom and dad sometimes with some loving new invention or new recipe. They will be very happy. Hmm? When you cook for someone, meaning you love them. And that's what it is. It's not just about the food. It's the love that goes into this action. for the yoshu pudding later, after you take the ham out, you pour the yoshu pudding on the tray and let it cook. Same type of heat, like 230 and about 20 minutes or half an hour, until when you see the pudding rise up and look hard, then it's all right. Make sure it doesn't burn too much. If it's golden brown or golden, that's be perfect already. Meanwhile, we can make some gravy. For the gravy, you just use the same vegetable broth seasoning. 1 full tablespoon put into a bowl, and some mushroom seasoning. Also, 1 full tablespoon. You put a little Maggi. Yes. A little apple juice to make it liquidized. And then you stir it and so all the ingredients dissolve, yeah? Then you add a little purified water. And you let it stand there for a while. You add a little bit of flour as well to thicken it. You can use corn starch or just wheat flour. Like 1 full tablespoon of wheat flour should be enough. And then you cook this in a small saucepan. You can also use butter to add onto it, or you just use plain like this. This is later when you eat your food and you pour over your vegetable or your ham if it's not savory enough for you. Some of the vegetable broth seasoning is kind of salty, okay? So you taste it. And if it's too salty, you add a little more water. Our ham is done. There's another alternative is that you keep the ham and everything in there, and you prepare another tray for your pudding. Put like 2 tablespoons olive oil and line the tray beforehand with some butter. Butter and olive oil together. And then we cook it separately. Yeah, leave it there first. And now because the ham is cooked, you can also use the mixture of gravy that you just made. Wow, it's cooked nicely. And put it over the hot cooking ham. So all the gravy will be together in there, and it's also very nice. It's going to be cooked nicely, and we don't have to make separate gravy. You see, it's convenient like that also. Otherwise, you can boil the gravy that we just made and add it on later. For convenience, I just put the gravy mixture also in here and let it cook a little bit longer. Until it reboil again, because we just put more gravy in there. After it reboil, we can take the whole tray out. And we prepare the oil and the butter in another tray already. I'm telling you this so that in case you want to make the yoshu pudding alone, and you don't have to wait for anything. Just put some oil into a tray, yeah, and some butter also. You smear all over the tray with butter, and you put some olive oil on it, and then you have to heat it. You put it in the oven and heat it until you can see the haze appearing. And then you can pour the butter in the tray and cook for
20 to 30 minutes. We put the prepared tray in the oven already, and we wait until it's heated. You can also hear it, you know, boiling inside, the sound of heated oil. So we take it out now. It's very hazy. Be very careful with all this oil and hot oven, eh? Always close it when you don't use it. I'm going to pour this butter onto this, and it's going to be fine. You have to be careful that the glove that you use real thick. If not, you use double. Before you pour anything out from hot oven, you try first if your glove is not too thin. The thicker the better. We put the tray back in there and wait for 20-30 minutes. Meanwhile, the ham is already there, wonderfully cooked. Wow, the gravy is very thick and nice. It is a little bit fatty, you know, what we're doing. But it's a holiday season, and you eat it only once a while. And then you wash it all down with juice or some different non-alcoholic cocktail or non-alcoholic champagne, which we're going to have. So this is our veggie ham and tofu already roasted. And we have all this beautiful, nutritious boiled vegetable. And our Yorkshire pudding is done. There it is. When it's done, the bottom is very golden. And the top also golden a little. Yeah. It should be coming off the tray very easily because the bottom is very golden. I will show you. See how golden it is? You see golden under there? See that?
Yes.
Nice, huh? Yeah, that is when it's done. Yeah, and we're going to put on the plate. Look at how golden all of them. See? That's what it is. Good.
Wow, Master.
Wow, Master. Wow, this is so lovely.
Christmas dinner, huh? Okay, bring your plate. Yeah. See, when the pudding is done, it's crispy like this. Okay, one pudding, yeah?
Oh, yes, Master.
One piece of pudding. There, that's it. Yorkshire pudding. Yeah. Okay. And then some ham here, one piece of ham. Wow. And some pineapple. Nice or not?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Have you eaten this before?
No, Master.
Not Yorkshire pudding and stuff. This is Yorkshire pudding. Yeah.
A lot of color.
Yeah. Okay. And you have some of this. this one for you. And then we have soupy.
Perfect, Master.
And a pear. How a pear? Oh, quarter, huh? Too much make you fat, no? You don't mind to be fat, huh?
Not really.
Not really. You are not too fat anyway. Yeah? Quarter pear for you. Mm-hmm. And then even this.
Wow.
Yeah, rich, huh?
Yes.
Christmas. And you have one of these. How about that?
Wow.
Okay, and then you have half of the zucchini all by yourself.
Wow, thank you, Master.
Yeah. Oh, I must give you some gravy. Here, the gravy that is in here, we pour it on top. Otherwise, it's too dry, you know? Put it on the pudding especially. Yes. And a little bit on the vegetable. Then there you are, you're in heaven.
Well, thank you.
Anybody else who wants to be in heaven, come here.
Yes, please, Master. Thank you, Master.
heavenly food. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Some pumpkin.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, pumpkin. And pineapple.
Ooh, nice.
That's the main point. That's to be nice, nice, nice. And now you have corn.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's lovely.
And that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one zucchini.
Wow.
To boost. There. And a pear.
Oh,
and
that's
some
nice.
Pea. There you are, peas.
Oh, wow. This is lovely.
And some sauce.
Yes, please.
Some gravy.
Oh, wow, smells lovely.
It does, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Oh, wonderful, Master. Thank you very much.
Here's your tofu.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
Golden tofu.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Master.
Welcome. You want some more?
Yes.
Right there. There you are.
Okay.
Some pineapple. Pumpkin.
Yes, spice.
And a pudding. Yorkshire pudding. You want a corn?
Yes.
Yes. And some pear here. And a pear. And some of this beautiful pepper.
Yes.
Okay. Enough?
Yes, it's
you can always come back.
Yes,
okay?
Thank you very much.
Some sauce?
Yes, please.
The gravy has to go on top of the pudding. And the vegetable.
Thank you, Master.
Enjoy, yeah? Enjoy, yeah, guys? We have Creole, the no alcohol cocktail.
Wow.
And you can also have champagne here. Wow, it's no alcohol, you know?
Whoa! Wow.
I'm good, no?
Yes!
I can promote myself into a waitress. Okay, you want this non-alcoholic champagne, or you want the Creole cocktail, or you want the rosé? Everything no alcohol.
The Creole cocktail.
Creole cocktail!
Thank you, Master.
Okay, you're welcome. Anybody else want champagne or cocktail or rosé wine?
Champagne, please.
Champagne!
Sir.
Oh,
thank you.
Since I opened it so grandly.
Yes.
Champagne?
Champagne.
Yeah. Just a grandly open cocktail, we must take it. We pray, huh?
Yes.
We pray first and we thank God. Thank God and wish the world peace and survive. And everybody become vegetarian. And people will live happily ever after.
Amen.
Amen.
And we also thank God for this bountiful feast. And we thank all involved to make this feast possible. And we wish them all happiness. Thank God and thank everyone.
Amen.
Good. Now, we begin, okay?
Yes, cheers.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. To the survival of the world. Nice apples.
Yes.
And we even eat chocolate.
Wow!
So good!
All vegan chocolate. And we have nuts also to cut.
Wow!
Everything you want. Now, good appetite.
Thank you, Master.
I hope you enjoy. I eat it. It's really nice. Wow. Nice. It's a pudding, master. Yes, pretty good. No egg, no milk. Completely vegan pudding. The Yorkshire pudding they put with egg, you know? And with milk, but I don't. So, it's still nice, huh?
Yeah,
yes,
nice. Really nice.
Very, yes.
I'm so proud of myself. Not only I can promote myself to become a waitress, I can also promote myself to be a chef cook.
Yes, master, yes. Very good.
Vegan chef, huh?
Yes.
Maybe I also write a bestseller book.
Yeah.
Well, I really like the pudding. You have never eaten this before for Christmas?
Definitely.
Of course, Christmas. Many people don't cook vegan, you know, they should. You can cook roasted vegan ham or vegan chicken, vegan turkey even. Nice and plentiful, huh?
Oh, yes,
yes, master.
Colorful also.
Beautiful, very tasty as well.
Yeah. Mm. Tasty, colorful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Nobody ever need to kill to live. Right?
Right, master, yes.
And it's so beautiful even. Huh? And tastes good, nutritious, healthy.
Very good.
Can
I have some wine, please, master?
Sure. You want to get drunk?
Oh, yes, please.
No alcohol anyway.
Oh wow. Thank
you.
Try it,
see if it's nice.
Mmm, it's very nice.
It's a Korean cocktail as well. It's very nice.
Yeah,
really champagne.
Very champagne, it's very good. Oh, when can we buy it?
Oh, any supermarket. I bought them in the supermarket.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So easy.
Easy, yes. You just ask them for non-alcoholic drink.
Yeah,
really yeah, I bought it in the supermarket.
Oh.
Yes, it's delicious, huh?
Yes, master. Yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Ah, Yorkshire pudding. Yorkshire pudding. Many Yorkshire pudding. Okay, huh? Here, baby. Good. So, ham. Honey, want some pudding and ham? Come. Goody, you want some? Here, baby. Yeah. He can eat direct from the table, I know that. If you give him, he will eat everything. No need feeding him. No need chair, nothing. Oh, whoa. Here, baby. I help you. Goody. Good boy, yeah. Yeah. He like pudding. Here, lady. Cooker. Everybody share a little bit, no. Eat so much like that, you get fat, huh? She got it?
No, it's Woody got it.
Oh, okay, here it's for her. There. She got it finally.
Yeah.
Okay. Eat whatever. Yeah, on the table. That's good. That's good, baby. Ooh, wow, you did well. He likes pineapple. Wow! That was good. They fork themselves. You good boy, you. You eat all the vegetables, you good boy. And the pineapple even there. I help you. No more pineapple. Oh, and the pepper. Wow, you good. You good boy. And the peas, yeah. And the pepper. Oh, are you good boy? Yeah. Pepper. Okay. Anybody want to want some peas up there? Grab some more vegetables. You want some? I will get you some. Okay? We get some more for you guys. Okay? There's some more there. Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you a happy holiday season, and blessed be your compassionate hearts.